Welcome to Safety Net, a patient safety podcast with news, trends, and ideas from CRICO, the insurance program for all of the Harvard medical institutions and their affiliates, bringing a data-driven approach to reducing medical error through clinical analysis of malpractice claims. On today's podcast, we welcome two innovators in obstetrical care and how they're using team communication methods to improve the chance for a good labor and delivery outcome. April Henry is director of the Family Center, Center of Reproductive Care and Maternal Fetal Medicine at Exeter Hospital in Exeter, New Hampshire. We are also joined by Dr. Kathleen Farrell, an OBGYN who serves as medical director of the Family Center at Exeter Hospital. Both will be talking about their experience implementing a team-based model to improve communications throughout labor and delivery between providers and patients and among providers themselves. Leading today's discussion is Julie Higdon. Ms. Higdon is a nurse and senior program director of patient safety at CRICO, the MedMal insurance program for the Harvard medical community. Julie, it's great to have you with us today. Thanks for leading our discussion with April and Kathleen. Welcome.
Thanks, Tom. A top risk area we see in our medical malpractice data is in obstetrics, in which most cases are not only of high financial costs, but the majority are also high clinical severity, meaning there could be permanent or grave harm caused to the laboring patient or baby. Many of the factors that contribute to these cases stem from clinical judgment issues, the clinical environment, and also communication, a contributing factor that is seen in over one-third of OB-related claims. Today, we'll be diving into one care team's experience with implementing a model to address risks and communication amongst the team and with the patient and family to improve safety and the patient experience during labor and delivery. That model is called Team Birth. April and Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for joining me today, and I'm delighted to have you both here.
Hi, Julie. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So let's get started. April, I'll begin with you. For those who may not be familiar, can you just sort of set the stage for us and introduce us to the Team Birth model? What is it and what led Exeter Hospital to adopt this approach?
Yes, of course. Thank you again, Julie, for having us and allowing us to speak to our experience, because it's been an excellent one here at Exeter Hospital. So Team Birth is a care model designed to improve communication, collaboration, and shared decision-making between patients and the care team. So at its very core, Team Birth is very simple in nature, and it centers around the birthing person as the active participant in their care, supported by the team, the nurses, the midwife, and of course their support people, which are paramount to success. So that would include their significant other, doulas, or any other support people that they are choosing to have in their birthing experience. So one of the key tools in Team Birth, and really the basis for all we do, is a shared planning board. It's a very powerful visual aid that we keep in the room, and it outlines the patient's preferences, their care plan, who is part of their care team, and it's updated in real time. It ensures that everybody in the room is literally on the same page. And as many people in healthcare know, like, there's always whiteboards, usually in a patient's room. They're just not always used in a systematic way, in a way that promotes communication, teamwork, and best outcomes. So that's really what the Team Birth model centers around. And, you know, you may ask, why is this so important? And the state of the state in the country, you know, over the past generation, giving birth in America has become less trustworthy. And this is all based on research by provided to Katie, myself, and the team through Team Birth. U.S. women have the highest rate of maternal mortality among high-income countries, and it's continuing to rise, unfortunately. We also know that two-thirds of pregnancy-related deaths are preventable, and a third of the women in the U.S. who give birth in a hospital reported experiencing one or more types of mistreatment, such as loss of autonomy or receiving no response to requests from help. So again, this is like, these statistics are staggering, but this is all research put forth by Ariadne Labs. And we also know that 80 to 90% of reported sentinel events, and this is from the Joint Commission, are due to failures in teamwork and communication. So again, that emphasizes why the team birth model and the communication is so important. And part of what we do in the model is eliciting preferences. So we're literally asking the patient, you know, how do you want your birth to be? And what can we do to ensure that your needs are met? It flattens the hierarchy in the room, and which also in turn promotes safety. So again, I mean, I could talk about team birth for hours, but it's a very simple concept, but when used consistently in every birth for every patient, every time, it can really improve outcomes, patient satisfaction, and even staff morale. So I believe that every experience, even the difficult ones, can be a catalyst for growth and reflection and improvement, constant quality improvement on the unit. And a few years ago, our unit experienced a deeply impactful event. We had a uterine rupture during labor. Thankfully, it was identified quickly. And after a thorough review, it was determined that our team followed all the appropriate protocols and provided excellent care. But that wasn't the end of the story for us. You know, like any like continuous quality improvement, we talked with staff, we talked with providers, we talked with the family involved, and we did recognize that we could have done better with communication in the real time. So communication during any critical event, communication on a good day is difficult, but communication during a difficult event is really paramount to providing the best outcomes.
Dr. Farrell, I'd like to turn to you. Can you tell me, I know you were the co-lead for the implementation. Can you tell me who are the key stakeholders involved in the decision to implement team birth? And what do you think helped with buy-in among all the team members?
Sure, thank you. So truthfully, a lot of the credit for the bringing the initiative team birth to Exeter Hospital needs to go to my predecessor in the role of medical director, Dr. Trina Turer. She and April were really the catalysts and champions for bringing this initiative to Exeter Hospital, in partly in response to that situation that April was just describing. And as part of that, they approached a variety of leaders in the institution. They had buy-in from the medical executive committee, which includes medical directors across multiple specialties, the chief physician officer at that time, a doctor called Neil Meehan, who was also spearheading quality practice. Obviously, our pediatrics colleagues were also extensively involved, and then the risk management team and the current president of CORE, Deb Cresta, all of those individuals, among many others, were approached and brought on board with the model before it was implemented and rolled out to our actual labor and delivery unit. I think the benefits of a program like this are self-evident, and so when it then came to introducing it to our actual staff, across groups, I think some of our own cases of adverse outcomes, we could reflect upon those and identify where communication did not occur adequately. So I think it's a relatable goal and initiative, no matter what specialty you practice, but even amongst the practitioners on our own labor and delivery unit. And as the model was rolled out to staff, I think that the team birth program provides a really good and compelling educational material set that includes firsthand accounts from patients and care team members about how team birth has enhanced their experience, from higher satisfaction to reduced work burden. I also think our institutional team champions were very good at emphasizing the patient safety focus of the project, which is a hard goal to disagree with if you're someone who's being asked to implement this, because working to improve outcomes and experiences is just the right thing to do. I recently came across the email April sent out announcing the implementation of team birth, and I think these sentences she included capture what the messaging was really well. She wrote, "The purpose of team birth is to promote best outcomes for our patients and keep them safe. You all do an amazing work at this, and this will help us to better communicate with our team and provide the best experience we can for our patients."
I am curious, you know, it sounds like it's going well now, and there were a lot of key stakeholders that were on board with, you know, the education and the implementation. But as with anything, you know, resources are constrained, staff are dealing with production pressures. This question could be to either one of you. I'm just curious, what are some of the challenges you experienced or faced during or even post-implementation, and how did you work through them as a team?
I can start with that, Katie. So, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges is definitely buy-in, right? Buy-in from the top, buy-in from providers, buy-in from staff. And again, making sure that what we're doing is meaningful and not just another QI measure. So that definitely, you know, it was a challenge. And we really wanted to change the culture on the unit. And I'm sure a lot of you know, like, changing culture doesn't happen in a minute. It takes time. Again, it takes trust. So that was definitely one of the challenges. And then in the beginning, you know, anytime you want to bring a new program in, it's cost, right? So there's a cost to this program. So in today's healthcare climate, where, you know, every penny is accounted for, that was a challenge for us as a team, a leadership team, to try to come up with that money. And so we got creative with stuff. You know, we really, we looked to philanthropy to assist us with this, and really brought the community in. And we went to our local Rotary Club and we talked to them a little bit about, you know, maternal child health and the current state of the state and what we're trying to do to improve it and why they should help us. And so, you know, that was their response was incredible. And they're all still really invested in everything that we're doing here. So it's been nice because that was a nice connection to the community. But yeah, you know, I really do think, like, just buy-in at the beginning is probably one of the biggest challenges in getting the program up and running.
That's amazing. I love your outreach to the community and how they supported you in this initiative. And it sounds like, really, with your education, you know, found the value in this program and what it could bring to, you know, laboring patients and moms in the area. So that's amazing. I think one of the hardest parts of implementing an initiative, as you all well know, is tracking progress and measuring the impact. So Dr. Farrell, maybe you can speak to, how are you measuring the impact of Team Birth? Are you looking at the patient experience, staff feedback, safety outcomes, all of the above?
Sure. We're looking at all of those in some fashion. By the time we reach the last round of monthly survey data at 6 months post-implementation, we were up to 90% of patients who identified that they participated in huddles during their birth, up from 40% at the start of the implementation. And just briefly, for patients who identified that a huddle who had occurred, they were much more likely to report feeling included in their care and supported in their birth. Similarly, to a question of how involved did you feel in decisions about your body and your baby, 78% of patients who did not identify they'd had a huddle still said that all of the time they felt that they were involved in those decisions, compared to 97% once a huddle was identified as having been part of their birth care. So I think it was a really, you know, the data is fairly positive at baseline, but it really moves the bar even further when patients can say a huddle happened and that changed how I perceived my participation in this care. They also provide direct patient quotes from the surveys that they shared during those implementation meetings. And those are especially nice to read because while they're qualitative data, they really do specifically call out care by different members of our team in ways that are reinforcing, I think, and motivating. So I do have a couple of those that I pulled out, if it's okay if I share as well.
Please, yeah.
So the two that I pulled were one patient commented that staff were incredibly thorough, thoughtful, and professional. We felt our needs and care were the number one priority. Very positive birth experience. And the second one was from a patient who had actually had a previous birth, I believe, prior to the team birth model being implemented. And they commented that they thought huddles were a good icebreaker in comparison to our last experience. Dialogues were much improved. We did not feel as pressured when it came to certain decisions. So I think that's a really strong message, too, of just a true comparative before and after from the patient experience perspective.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. Clearly the data supports the program, as you said, and the quantitative measures are there, but I am always in favor of hearing directly, as I know you are, from the patients, and those quotes are incredibly powerful. And I do particularly like that pre-post comment, but clearly you can see the impact from the patient's perspective, which is really what it's all about. So that's wonderful. Congratulations.
So I think one other thing that bears mentioning, while it's really hard to establish a causal relationship, is that one of the metrics we track super closely on our unit, as is done across the US, is our primary C-section rate, or our NTSV, nulliparous term, singleton vertex C-section rate, because safe reduction of the primary C-section is obviously an important goal and metric. As a unit in 2024, the year during which Team Birth was rolled out midway through the year, we had a 30% NTSV rate for our unit. Team Birth was implemented in July of 2024, and the year to date, January to July of 2025, we're down to an 18% primary C-section rate. And so, again, it's not possible, obviously, to say that this is a direct result of Team Birth, but I think it's a really interesting correlation and obviously something that we as a unit are really proud of, that I do think speaks to improved communication among our team members as we safely try to get laboring patients to delivery.
Yeah, agreed, Katie. And I think, you know, another topic worth mentioning is the shared planning board is definitely the focus of Team Birth, but they also provide us with a lot of other evidence-based resources, such as our admission decision guide. They provided us with some nice tools for our clinicians to be able to have a discussion with the patient and really involve them in the decision-making. And I think, again, that just really builds trust, transparency, and promotes the patient experience for sure. And I know I've seen Katie do it in action, and she is really good.
Thank you.
I have no doubt. Very skilled. That's great. Thank you both for sharing that. Really amazing outcomes, as you said, and correlation at this point, but certainly metrics that, you know, other hospitals are tracking and very important for patient outcomes. So that's incredible work. Thank you again, April and Dr. Farrell, for your time today. Congratulations on all of your wonderful work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back over to you, Tom.
Well, thank you, Julie. That was a great discussion. Julie Higdon is a nurse and senior program director of patient safety at CRICO. We thank our special guests. April Henry is director of the Family Center, Center of Reproductive Care and Maternal Fetal Medicine at Exeter Hospital, and Dr. Kathleen Farrell, who serves as the medical director of the Family Center at Exeter Hospital. I'm Tom Agello for SafetyNet.
Thank you for listening to SafetyNet, a podcast of news, trends, and ideas from CRICO in the Harvard Medical System. Find all of our podcasts at www.rmf.harvard.edu/podcast and subscribe. Find us wherever you get your podcast, and then rate and review the show to help others find it too.